During the meeting of the Saline County Commission this morning, it was announced a lease agreement had been signed. However, the commission did not sign the lease for a piece of property at Marshall Junction. Bill Stouffer, the county's lobbyist with Floatron and McIntosh, and also a lobbyist for the National Steamboat Museum, which is tentatively planned to be placed at the Marshall Junction on the southwest corner, further south than where the Countryside Palace was located, was said to have signed the lease. A question was asked, under what authority would Bill Stouffer have to execute a lease on behalf of the county? Commissioners explained it was not on behalf of the county. Presiding Commissioner Kyle Guthrie Jr. and Northern District Commissioner Stephanie Gooden further explained.
We're not in the real estate business.
But it is economic development, so if they submit an application for a project, then it's could be looked at with economic development funds as Saline County unincorporated.
In a phone call by KMMO to Stouffer, he clarified that it's actually a memorandum of understanding signed by Stouffer and Greg Swift with the owner of 18 acres, more or less, of farmland near the Countryside Palace. Stouffer further explained PGAV, the company that performed the feasibility study for the project, gave them 7 options, and this was the best spot chosen for the project. Stouffer said the memo lays out the broad plans, but a lease will not be signed until closer to time for construction to start. Stouffer said the project is completely privately funded and will cost an estimated $50 million for Phase 1. Phase 2 will be about $100 million over a 20 to 25 year period. The first day of classes for students in the Marshall Public School District is Tuesday, August 24th. According to a release from Superintendent Dr. Carol Mayer, an open house for individual schools is the evening before. Dr. Mayer says many of us have questions about how school will be opened since the status of the virus and its variants seems to change daily. We will work hard to get you all the information, suggestions, and solutions before we welcome Marshall Public School students back. Part of the release says, according to a federal order issued by the CDC, masks are required on public and private school buses. Even in schools where masks are not mandated, this order is a requirement and may not be overturned by the local school district. Dr. Mayer says, as we've learned, things change very quickly as this pandemic continues. Until further notice from central office and approval of the board, wearing a mask in Marshall Public School buildings or for outside activities will remain an individual choice. We all must respect students, parents, and each other's decisions concerning face coverings. All areas, including classrooms, will reflect this stance, and unless approved by the Marshall Public Schools central office, there is no option for employees to overturn this rule. The first day of school is a full day, despite what one version of the school calendar said. You can read much more of the story posted on our local news page at KMMO.com and on our Facebook page. An area school district is scheduled to hold registration for its students today. According to a release from the Malta Bend R5 school district, the hours for registration today is 1 to 7 p.m. An open house is scheduled beginning at 6 p.m. Thursday, August 19th. Students and their parents are invited to come see what your teacher has in store for you this year. The first day of classes will be on Monday, August 23rd, with a 7:40 a.m. start time and dismissing at 11:56 a.m. The city of Sweet Springs has issued a boil advisory for all residents south of Ray Street. A city official says the boil advisory is due to a waterline break and will be in effect until further notice. If you have any questions, you can call City Hall at 660-335-4564. The list of 125 safest cities in Missouri has been released, and 2 in Lafayette County are in the top 15. According to SafeWise, Higginsville comes in at number 8 and Odessa at 14th. SafeWise is a residential safety consulting group that publishes the list of safest cities in each state every year. The ranking is based on data reported monthly to the Missouri State Highway Patrol and the FBI through the Uniform Crime Reporting System. Other cities in the KMMO listening area ranked in the top 125 in Missouri include number 19 Fayette, 53 Boonville, 74 Marshall, 79 Warrensburg, and 107 Sedalia. KMMO News Time is 12:37. graveside service for 104-year-old Evelyn Marshall of Marshall, who died July 31st, will be held at 10:30 a.m. Saturday at Ridge Park Cemetery in Marshall. Friends may call from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow at Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall. Funeral service for 78-year-old Russell Brashears of rural Nelson, who died Wednesday, will be held at 2 p.m. Monday at Marshall Family Worship Center, where visitation begins at 1 p.m. Burial will follow at Mount Carmel Cemetery in Marshall. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall is in charge of arrangements. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries, as well as news stories, 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. Our Facebook page, Real Radio KMMO, or you can download the KMMO app from your iTunes or Google Play Store. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.